This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Good morning and welcome to K4HD Radio. This is the Your Living Brand Live show. My name is Ben Baker. This show is all about how you communicate value, how you build influence through trust, and recognizing who your audience is and who they are not. Over the next 50 minutes, we will explore different ways to help you demonstrate your uniqueness and ask our guest, what's your story? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, everybody. How are you today? It's Ben Baker. It is 10 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast. This is the Your Living Brand Live show. I want to welcome everybody here. You know what? It's another beautiful day on the West Coast. We got some snow this week. It's a rare occurrence for us, but it's kind of neat because you're looking out and you get the white stuff. So from coast to coast, we are absolutely white across Canada, you know, enjoying the winter months and having a great time. So I want to welcome everybody. I want to thank you for taking the time to be here. I want to, you know, take the time and I want to answer your questions today. So, you know, everybody chime in, you know, send your questions to Rebel. Rebel, relay them to me. Hi, Rebel. Thank you very much for making me sound great that each and every week. But I just want to take the time, first of all, to let you know a little bit about our guest. Riz Kermeli is going to be coming on in a few minutes. Riz is the founder of a company called eShippers. And we'll talk a little bit more about what they do, but they have taken technology and made shipping easier for the small to medium-sized businesses. They've really taken technology and made it simple and really taken something out and made it user-friendly. And I think it's really exciting, and I want to bring them on board, and we'll talk about that. But what I want to talk about today is managing expectations. It is amazing to me how few companies actually take the time to manage expectations of their customers. And this is a big reason why brands fail. This is a big reason why people leave you. This is a big reason why people talk bad about companies. And this is why companies become commodities, because they don't manage expectations. You know, they don't let people know what's happening before there's a problem. They don't work with their customers. They don't let them know what the schedule is or how things work. So when there are issues, the customer is in the dark and they're panicking and they're sitting there going, oh my God, are things going to be all right? Is my job going to be on time? Is my problem going to be solved? Is my boss going to yell at me? And those are the things that are going through your customer's mind. And they're so simple to fix, and it's all about communication. You know, the perfect example that I will tell about is Amazon. You know, from a completely technological point of view, Amazon is amazing at setting expectations. When you log onto their site, you look at something, first of all, you have a review system. If you tend to read them or you don't read them, they're there. And you have other people that have looked at the thing and bought the same thing you bought, and they'll tell you whether they liked it, they didn't like it, whether it worked for them, whether it didn't work for them, and you've got that waiting for you at your fingertips. You know, right when you get there, the other thing they said is, you know what? People who bought this buy things like this. So you can sit there and say, well, wait a second here. Okay, for example, I was buying a big light for my studio here and a mic, and I went to go buy the mic, but what I forgot is the mic didn't come with a sound screen. It didn't come with a boom. It didn't come with anything like that. But when I put in the mic and I went to order it, they said, well, wait a second here. Most people buy the sound screen. They buy the boom. And I sat there, oh, wait a second here. Okay. And I was able to put them all together, and it made my life easier. So that way, when the mic showed up, I didn't sit there and go, oh, God, now I got to go and order these things again. And because it's under the whatever dollar amount, now I'm going to have to pay for shipping. So they're setting you up for success. The other thing they do is when you order, it lets you know this is going to be a 5-day shipment. This is going to be a 10-day shipment. This is going to be a 2-month shipment. Some things, my son orders stuff from Asia all the time. And sometimes that stuff is 2 months out. And you have the ability to sit there and say, well, wait a second. No, I don't want that. Or no, I do want that. And go, you know, and it makes life easier. Perfect example is my book. I just ordered another 100 copies of my book because I'm giving a talk here in Vancouver at the end of the month. And I want to be able to have books for a book signing. So I ordered copies for myself. And it gave me the ability. It sat there and said, look, it's going to take about 6 or 7 days to print these books. Now, they're coming from the United States into Canada. You know, do you want them on a 7 to 12 day, you know, shipping schedule? Do you want them on a 3 to 5 day schedule? Do you want them overnight? And here's the dollar amounts that are available. So it put me in charge. And that's a big thing for clients, is to give them the information. The more information you can give your clients, the more you can set them up for success, the more you can help them be better, the more loyal they're going to be to you. And you really need to think about that as a company. What are the little things that I can do to help set my customers up for success? And here's the opposite. When you don't do that, you know, nightmares can happen. When you don't tell a client that there is, you know, that there might be problems, that there could be issues, that there's something that, you know what, I as an expert saw this, and I've had experience doing this before. If you don't give your customers that experience and that knowledge, all of a sudden when something goes wrong, and it probably will, you're going to get blamed because they're going to sit there going, well, you're the expert. You should know this. You're the one who should have told me this. You know, simple things like when you print something, promotional products. Perfect example of promotional products, because I'm heading to a trade show on promotional products the other day. You print a logo, and if you're printing it on something small, the logo may fill in. It may become, the O's may just become big blobs, or the C's may become big blobs, because the logo isn't set up to be able to be printed on such a small thing. Well, if you don't manage your customers' expectations and say, you know what, this may fill in, this may not look good, this may not be legible, and all of a sudden, 10,000 of these things show up at a client's site, and they're all filled in, and the client wasn't expecting that, that's your problem, not theirs, because they're going to come back to you and say, you should have known this, you should have told me, you should have helped me. You know, I had a great question. Can they guarantee on-time delivery? Amazon, can they guarantee on-time delivery? You know what? For the most part, we're dealing with FedEx and UPS are the main shippers that, you know, and they do use Canada Post and U.S. Postal Service as well. You know what? Shipping is within a certain amount of time. It's 3 to 5 days. You know, if it absolutely critically needs to be somewhere over time, you can pay extra for that and guarantee it. And, you know, the worst that can happen is you get a snowstorm and then nothing is guaranteed. And, you know, if all of a sudden a truck breaks down on the side of the road, a ship goes down between China and the United States, there's so many things that can happen. But mostly logistics companies are amazing. And we'll let Riz talk about that because he's the expert. But you know what? For the most part, shipping in today's world, logistics in today's world is pretty good. You know, if UPS or FedEx says it's going to be there by 4 o'clock on Tuesday, something has to go pretty wrong before it's not there on Tuesday at 4 o'clock. And you know what? When I deal with UPS and FedEx and say, hey, listen, where's my package? They're pretty good at saying, this is exactly where your package is. This is what went wrong. And we're either going to not charge you for the shipment, or we're going to expedite it or figure out a way to make it right. And they're pretty good about that. But you know what? 95 to 98% of the time I deal with these companies, they do a phenomenal job. Another couple questions that came up. But is it the matter of opinion what people think things look like? Absolutely. You know, when you're doing an interpretation and sit there going, okay, what's the proof? You need to have a proof. And that's what I should say is that when you're producing anything for a customer, if you can produce something custom, to make a proof is imperative. To sit there and say, this is what it's going to look like, even if it's just a digital paper proof, but to be able to point out to say, look, here's where the problem is. I'm going to blow this thing up to 400 or 500%, and I'm going to show, circle this and say, these are the places where we could be running into issues. Are you okay with that? You know, this may block in, this may not block in, but it, if it does, I can't do anything about it based on your logo. Do you have another logo we can use? Can we change the font a little bit? Can we do a little something? It's working with your customers before it becomes an issue to be able to help it. And that's about managing expectations. You know, what if there is a last minute backup? Okay, dealing with shipping. You know what? You're always going to have issues with shipping. It's going to happen. Problems happen. Problems happen with business all the time. And it's not just shipping. It could be in production. It could be in order entry made a mistake. It's the more you can work with your customers to say, you know what? We made a mistake. Here's a couple different ways we can fix it. Mr. Customer, what way is better for you? Mr. Customer, here's some issues that may go wrong with the production. Here's some things that we may need to look at. If we did this instead of we did this, we can probably do it better. Here's a perfect example. We did a job for a $250,000 direct mail campaign 15 years ago. And a designer decided it had to be on an exact piece of paper, a paper stock, and it had to be an exact size. Well, by making it a quarter of an inch smaller all the way around and moving it from one piece of paper to a different piece of paper that looked almost the same, we were able to save the customer $38,000. Why? Because it was smaller, we were able to get 8 up on a sheet instead of 6 up on a sheet. So we were able to print it more efficiently. The paper was a little bit cheaper. And because of that, when you're printing that type of volume, you're able to make those type of decisions to be able to do that. So what I did is I took a printage proof on one piece of paper and the other piece of paper at one size and then the other. And I put them in front of the customer and said, can you tell the difference? The customer said, no. I said, fine, this is going to save you $35,000 or $38,000. I can't remember exactly what it was. We went with our choice. You know, the designer's upset because they thought it, you know, messed with their design. But you know what? It was a $250,000 pieces. No two people are going to see the exact same piece. 95 to 98% of direct mail pieces go into the recycle bin anyway. So it's a matter of looking at, it doesn't need to be perfect, or does it need to be good enough for the customer that they are satisfied? And I think that that's what we forget in the world. We need to sit there and say, how do we satisfy our customer? How do we sit there and go, we can make things in a way that's going to be able to work for our clients and satisfy their needs and solve their problems, but we need to work with them and we need to manage their expectations and say, you know what? We can't get it done in 4 days. We need 5 days, and this is why. If you want it in 4 days, we can do it, but we're going to have to rush it, and we're going to have to pay somebody overtime. You know, do you want to pay the overtime? Do you want to pay the extra $10,000 to get this done on time? If it's important enough to the customer, they'll pay the extra $10,000. 9 times out of 10, if you say, listen, it's going to take an extra 24 to 48 hours to produce this, and we're going to save you $10,000. Customers can be able to manage that out and be able to move their schedules around, but it's a matter of working with customers and communicating with them. The more we can communicate, the better off we are. So let's take a minute, let's go for a break, and then we'll be back in a minute, and I'll bring Riz on.
This is Ben Baker of the You're a Living Brand Live show on K4HD Radio. We'll be right back.
Your Living Brand Show is brought to you by Your Brand Marketing. Did you know that the world views your brand not as you desire, but as it relates to them? That's why you need to communicate your brand. Tell a story. Win loyalty. Your Brand Marketing helps you reach that goal. It's time to stop being a commodity and instead be a brand worth loving. It's time to contact Your Brand Marketing. Please visit www.powerfulpersonalbrands.com. Download a free chapter of the book on personal branding. That's www.powerfulpersonalbrands.com. download your free copy now.
Welcome back to K4HD Radio. This is Ben Baker, and this is the Your Living Brand Live Show.
Hi, everybody. We're back. And I want to bring Riz Carmelli onto the show. Riz has got a company based out of Toronto, and his business is North America-wide, probably worldwide. And he solves real problems for real customers and uses technology to be able to make people's lives better. And that's what it's all about. It's not just technology for technology's sake. It's technology to make people's lives simpler. And I want to bring Riz on. Riz, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
Oh, my. Well, I'm glad we were able to make it. Riz was doing some logistics problems himself over the last 48 hours. You got stuck in New York City, did you?
That's correct. And because of the storm, all the flights were canceled. But I'm glad that I got the last flight last night to get out.
It's always nice to be able to sleep in your own bed.
Oh, at any time.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Riz, you've got a company called eShippers. And I'm going to let you tell your story because this show is all about what's your story. What do you do? How do you do it? Who do you do it for? Why do these people care, and how do you communicate your value effectively? I've sent customers to you. They've been extremely happy with what they've done, and I want to find out from you. Tell me the impetus of why eShippers came about, and who do you serve today?
Sure. Thanks for having me. Obviously, eShippers is part of the Canada Worldwide company. eShippers was born in 2005, and the reason we moved to the eShippers platform, as you can imagine, 2005, internet was in its infancy.
Absolutely.
And the people, those who are young, probably won't remember that during those days you need to have a modem in order to connect to the internet.
And it modulator, was, demodulator, and we had that wonderful sound that connected you to the internet. Yes, I remember those days well.
Good. So that's when we started, because I've been in the logistics industry for over 35 years, to be honest. Started my logistics experience in New York City in the 80s. But when I moved to Canada, I decided that I didn't want to work for anybody, and I started Canada Worldwide. And I figured out in a heartbeat that a lot of the small to medium-sized customers, or I should say businesses, were having a hard time trying to compete in the world because they didn't have the leverage of volumes.
Exactly.
to be able to negotiate with the big carriers. And there was no way of doing comparison in an easy way, because at that time, if you wanted to ship something and you wanted to find out which carrier was cheaper on that particular lane, you would literally have to log in to three or four different websites to be able to tell who would be the cheapest. And as such, we decided that we will try and bring a technology, build a platform to allow the small to medium-sized companies to be able to come to our platform, put in the characteristics of their shipments, and be able to tell on one screen who would be the best carrier for that particular shipment.
So it's like a Trivago for the shipping industry.
You hit the nail on the head. Now, besides bringing all the carriers onto one platform, we also had the dream of being able to provide the small to medium-sized companies the ability to compete. And in order to compete, they would have to have better rates than what they can negotiate directly with the carriers.
Of course.
So we went out to the carriers and all the big carriers, Federal Express and UPS and Purelator and the rest of them, and we pitched the vision that we would bring thousands of customers to ship with you. You don't have to handle customer service, you don't have to handle collection. But in return, we would like you to provide us with aggregated discounts based on our aggregated volumes. And some of them actually saw the vision. Some did not and walked away in 2005. But those who came on board, we were able to work with them. And in 2 years, everybody who had walked away from the table in 2005 came back to say, now we see what you're doing. Because they were able to see in the marketplace that a lot of customers who were using them directly decided to come to eShipper because we give them what they want.
Right. And you've proven that. And that's what's the really cool thing.
Yes. Well, at the end of the day, the big carriers, like you said, they've been doing this before I was born. So right. Why would they need somebody to help them out to bring business on board? The difference was that if you are a small business, to these carriers, you're just a number.
Yeah.
We wanted to change that experience. We wanted the small to medium-sized companies to be able to say, hey, when I call Canada Worldwide eShipper, them. And not only do we know, we also understand their business, regardless of how small they are. We take pride in the fact that, you know, we have customers on this system that have been with us for 12 years because we started when they were shipping 2 a day, and today they're shipping hundreds of shipments a day. But they realize that, you know, even though now they have the volume, to move to a carrier directly, you sort of put yourself in a corner in the sense that if you make a deal with one carrier, then that is the only carrier you'll be able to use, even if the other guy can do better service in different areas. All of them have their own specialty. All of them are good in some areas. DHL is good in international, while Pure Letter is good in domestic. Canada Post is good for residential delivery. So they all have their own niches. But if you try and go and work with only one or two, then you obviously lose the opportunity to work with the rest of the guys who could probably save you more money and do a better job.
Right. And that's interesting because it brings up a very interesting thing. I've got a client up in the Yukon, up in Whitehorse. Mm-hmm. And we were producing something for him in Asia. And my supplier uses DHL. And they're absolutely in love with DHL. Mm-hmm. And the first time we did this job, it was a nightmare. Because DHL would have been perfect to have shipped it to my office and ship and have me either send it up, you know, FedEx, UPS, Canada Post, whatever, up to Whitehorse. But, you know, they insisted, well, DHL is worldwide. They can take care of it. Well, they can't. They don't have the network. And therefore, they ended up passing it off twice to get it up to Whitehorse. And we were a week and a half or 2 weeks delayed. Based on the fact that they were, you know, my supplier was in bed with DHL, and that was the only which way they were willing to look at things. So having the ability to be able to look at things and say, what makes sense for this part of North America? What makes sense when we're shipping to South America? What makes sense when we're shipping to Amsterdam versus Moscow versus, you know, the United Arab Emirates? You know, different carriers have different strengths in different areas, and being able to put all that up on a dashboard and realize that, wait a second here, we can save $1,000, $1,500, $800 by, you know, sending this one shipment out FedEx via UPS or DHL or whatever. That's important, you know, to be able to have that value.
That's so very true. And that is what we bring on the table. Now, you have to realize that the small to medium-sized companies don't have the budget to have logistics experts on the team, most of them. And if you are a small to medium-sized company, chances are that if you're dealing with the big carriers, they don't have the time to give you that advice or guide you. On how, and you got to look at the big carriers. If you are working with the likes of FedEx, chances are that if you call your FedEx rep, he is not going to tell you that we're not the right people for this particular shipment, and you should give it to UPS. Because
why would they? It's like you ask your barber if you need a haircut. The answer is always yes.
Exactly, right? So you will get a biased information, a biased decision, which doesn't help you as a businessman. Mm-hmm. With us, the beauty about us is that all the carriers realize that we do not play favorites.
Right.
We allow the customers to make their decision based on their requirements.
And that's empowering. That's extremely empowering. I have a question from the audience. They said, so are you accountable if they decide to use UPS, FedEx, whatever, through your system, through the e-shipper system, and that package gets lost, delayed, whatever, how does that work? How does the process work if, say, a package gets lost, delayed, or, something gets broken or whatever? Are you guys at e-shipper the people that they contact, and do you take care of it, and then you go after the carrier, or do they have to deal with the carrier directly?
And that's the beauty part of our service, is that once you deal with e-shipper, we will manage all your issues. If the package gets lost, or there's a claim, or there's a delay, you don't need to call any of the carriers. You would call us, and we will do the work on your behalf.
So you guys own the package. That's great. So when they deal with you, they just have one single point of contact that they can sit there and say, we have a problem. You know them. They're your customer. You understand what the issues are, and you can go to your FedEx, UPS, Purolator, DHL rep and advocate for them on their behalf.
Exactly.
And that's huge. So another question I have in the audience is, so you're saying we need to see what works for our business. And, I think this goes beyond anything. I think this goes beyond e-shippers today. And I want your viewpoint on it. It says, people need, and this is my opinion, and I want to hear yours. Mm-hmm. I think that every single business is unique. Every company's customers are unique. Every situation is unique, and you need to be able to devise solutions that are going to fix individual problems. But I want to hear that from you, Riz. What's your viewpoint on that?
And that is what we bring to the table, is that we are not a one solution fit all. We understand that every business has their own needs. Every customer requires a different solution based on his or her requirement. And we have over 30 sales representative and consultants in Canada that would actually get on a call with you and try to understand your business. If you have any special requirements, we need to know ahead of time. If you want to understand a little bit about customs, how to clear customs in different countries, we have the people in-house that would walk you through to make sure that when you start shipping, you are not faced with any difficulty at the border. So true to what you said, no two businesses are alike. Everyone is looking for something different. But that is what we pride ourselves on, that we will give you the knowledge. If we don't have the knowledge, we'll go and look for it and provide it to you. But at the end of the day, when you become a customer of eShipper, we will look after you, not just for shipping, but even when there are changes in the regulations, we will update you to let you know that, hey, this regulation is actually going to affect you, Mr. Customer. So you need to make some changes.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at your website earlier and I was reading your blog. You have some really great articles on there, and it's eShippers.com, and I'll put it into the show notes. But what I liked about it is that you guys go through a wide variety of different customers and different solutions. I mean, I was reading one the other day, and it says if you were starting the new type of business that people are doing are these amalgamated package businesses. I forget what they're called, where you get a box. You get a box once a month. It could be
subscription.
Subscription services. There we go.
Right.
And you wrote a great article about how to start one of these businesses and what are the things that you need to be thinking about and what are the things that could go right or could go wrong. And I think that that's what differentiates you, because you're not only, shipping stuff from A to B and taking care of it, but you're also sitting there saying, okay, here's a bunch of knowledge you need to think about that's going to make your life easier. So when you are shipping things, these are the things that you got to worry about, like to make sure things don't get broken, to make sure that things are, labeled properly, that you have the right packaging, et cetera. And as you said, with customs brokerage, because when you're going across the border, there's things that are duty free and there's things that are not. And True. Knowing that, ahead of time is the difference between you making money as a business and you losing money as a business. So go ahead.
So that's so very true that, knowledge is very important in the logistics world, because it could make you lose money or lose customer if you did not know how long it's going to take to get to that customer and you made a promise and you could not fulfill. The team that we have here, we have a large number of people in-house that do nothing but do research. Do research on what are the new things that are required by the government and by the carriers to make this whole transportation logistics world run smooth. And we try and update our customers on every different level so that they are abreast of any change. You have to understand, Ben, the world has changed. The word e-commerce now is basically logistics.
Yes.
Because none of the young generation want to go to the mall, because they feel that they can do that, they can have a better purchasing power online without having to get in their car. Me and you probably would still go to the mall, but Absolutely. The young generation refuse to do that. And we have realized that, and we have done a lot of research, and we went back to our customers, and our customers did tell us that, yes, e-commerce is where we are going. Everybody's selling online. But a lot of Canadian companies, unfortunately, they were finding it very difficult to ship internationally just because of the duties and taxes and the rules and regulations. What we have done is we have taken our customers' feedback. We actually have just been signed up with EDC as an official partner of theirs, who would help our customers.
That's the Economic Development Council for everybody.
Yes. And they would help all our customers for their international business. They have all the tools, they have the knowledge, and they also will provide consultation on which country you can ship to and what are the restrictions in each country for your product. And with that EDC partnership, we decided ourselves as an e-shipper to actually start up a brand new division called eShipper Plus. And what eShipper Plus does is actually provide you with a full cradle-to-grave fulfillment services. A lot of small companies that start out of their basement and out of their garages, they outgrow it fast.
Yes, they do.
But doing that, growing a business usually takes a toll on the people, because logistics takes a lot of their time.
Exactly.
Those people who actually process their shipment, pick, pack, and then have to drive to Canada Post to drop them off, it takes 4 to 5 hours of their day just to handle the logistics part. So the eShipper Plus model is actually designed for the small to medium-sized companies, whereby we would we'll warehouse their product, pick, pack, provide them with the technology to view their inventory. They would be able to see their orders, updates, and they can actually sell on every channel, any omni-channel, whether it's Shopify or Amazon or WooCommerce. It doesn't matter which shopping cart they use. We would be able to generate all their shipping and pick and pack out of our warehouse. So they don't have to touch any of that.
And as companies grow, I mean, when you're shipping out 5 packages a day, doing it out of your living room is one thing. When you have 150 packages a day, doing it in your living room is not so sexy anymore. I mean, first of all, you have the storage of the material, then you have the storage of the boxes, then you have the storage of the packing tape, then you have the storage of the packing material that goes along with it. Then you have to clear space to be able to make 150 boxes, load everything in the boxes, be able to tape them up, and be able to then have them either picked up or take them to your shipping location. So as you grow, having a 3PL, which they call partnership, to be able to help you, to be able to say, listen, we've got people that do this all day long. We've got, you know, thousands and thousands of square footage of space. We can put things up on a rack, pull them down as we need to, and be able to do that, you know, that daily shipping. That's a valuable partner for any small to medium-sized business that can't afford the warehouse and they can't afford to be able to do their own, you know, packing and shipping themselves. This is a valuable commodity, and it keeps those companies, allowing them to grow without having to bring on the extra staff to be able to do that. So, you know, for the businesses that are in growth mode, this is almost essential, especially when you're dealing with e-commerce type businesses.
Totally.
So I've got a big question for you. What is the number one problem that you find that your customers have? And what makes you unique in solving that, you know, and creating a solution for it?
The number one problem that we find our customers are facing is the fact that they do not have the leverage of volume to negotiate better rates for themselves. When they come to us, we are able to provide them with I would not say highly discounted rate, but I would say something very competitive for them to be able to compete in the market.
Right.
The second thing that we find is something that we bring to the table is just the sheer knowledge of logistics. A lot of people who are making widgets and selling online, their knowledge is not in the logistics world. And sometimes they make mistakes that actually end up costing them money. And a lot of time, it's not the tangible. It is very hard for people to understand how outsourcing your warehousing pick and pack actually helps your business.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're taking 3 to 4 hours to process 20 shipments, that is the 3 to 4 hours that you are actually wasting. Instead, you could use that marketing your product and selling more of it.
Or sleeping at night because you're doing it from, you know, 8 o'clock at night till midnight.
Exactly. So those are the things that when we talk to the customers and we lay down the pros and cons, they can see it. We have a customer that came to us just because she was pregnant, and she had 2 SKUs and doing about maybe 15 orders a day. But like you said, she was unable to get enough rest, and she didn't want to take a chance having a baby that her business might close down once the baby was born.
Right.
Today, a year and a half later, the same customer, the same company, has over 150 SKUs.
Wow.
Yes, and has had her baby, and all she does is she sells her products. So she leaves all the logistics to Canada Worldwide eShipper so that she can do what she does best, which is selling her product.
Well, it's important because the expression goes, you don't know what you don't know.
True.
And I'm a big believer of every company has their strengths. Every company has things that they do extremely well, that they're really suited to do. But you know what? Most entrepreneurs are focused on a certain area, and there's lots of things that they don't know, whether it be their accounting, whether it be their marketing, whether it be their logistics, whatever. And the sooner you can find partners that can, you know, do the heavy lifting for you in the areas where you don't have the expertise, the sooner you can focus on the things that are going to make you money. And I think that, you know, that's where a great partnership comes in.
So very true. Ben, you have to understand that today all this is doable because the internet has matured.
Of course.
right? And it's just going to get better from here with artificial intelligence coming on the market. A lot of things that we used to handle manually 10, 15 years ago, today, it can be done online within just a couple of clicks. And that is what we bring to the customer. Our technology does not cost the customer. It is free. Gotcha. You can sign up on eShipper and you're not going to be charged a single dollar. The only thing that you're going to be charged for is for your shipping. And you would know ahead of time before you ship what would be the transit time, who is the carrier, and what would be the total cost.
Right. So I've got one comment and then I'm going to ask you one last question and let you go. I think I got a customer for you because somebody wants to know, he says, if they've already got a contract with FedEx, can they use you, can they use eShipper?
Well, that's a good question. If you are already a FedEx customer, yes, you can use eShipper, but you would have to use other carriers other than FedEx because we're not in the game to cannibalize our partners' customers.
Gotcha.
That goes against the grain. But yes, if you want to see what UPS, Pure Letter, and other carriers will be able to do for you, you're welcome to sign up on eShipper, and we'll be glad to have you on board and provide you all other services. But FedEx, we have to respect that you are already a FedEx customer.
So there you go. So if you go to eShipper.com, there's a great, you can call them up. They'll have a conversation with you. They'll get you through everything. So, Riz, one last question. I'm going to let you go.
Yes, sir.
When you leave a meeting, when you're talking to clients and you leave a meeting or you hang up the phone or whatever, what is the one thing you want people to think about you and eShippers when you're not in the room?
To be honest, that's a simple question, but it is very deep. When we leave the room, we just want to make sure that the people in that room wish we hadn't left because we give them enough information, we part with enough knowledge, and we were humble enough to be able to talk to them as peers. That is very important to us. The small to medium-sized companies is what makes us. We deal with a lot of large companies also. We're not only dealing with small to medium, but we understand that the small to medium-sized companies is what makes Canada economy today.
I got you. Riz, that's a great place to finish. So thank you very much for being on the show. Hang out in the green room for a few minutes. I'm just going to go to commercial, say goodbye to everybody, and I will be right back.
Thank you very much, Ben.
Thanks, Riz.
This is Ben Baker of the You're Living Brand Live show on K4HD Radio. We'll be right back.
The You're Living Brand show is brought to you by Your Brand Marketing. Did you know that the world views your brand not as you desire, but as it relates to them? That's why you need to communicate your brand. Tell a story. Win loyalty. Your Brand Marketing helps you reach that goal. It's time to stop being a commodity and instead be a brand worth loving. It's time to contact Your Brand Marketing. Please visit www.powerfulpersonalbrands.com. Download a free chapter of the book on personal branding. That's www.powerfulpersonalbrands.com. Download your free copy now.
Welcome back to K4HD Radio. This is Ben Baker, and this is the Your Living Brand Live Show.
It was great having Riz on the show. You know what? He provides, as you said, 30 plus years of amazing knowledge in the logistics industry and a technologically superior solution that just makes it easy. I mean, it really is. Go up onto eShippers.com, take a look at the program, watch their video. They are doing something that just makes it easy for the small to medium-sized business to take care of their shipping needs and do it on a regular basis. So You know, that's absolutely phenomenal. There was one last question that somebody asked. It says, you're saying don't wear too many hats in the business. And Riz, if I can get you to put yourself on mute, that'd be great. If, you know, there's a great thing with that is that if we wear too many hats with our business, if we try to do everything ourselves, we're just going to run in a million different directions. We really are. We're going to run in a million different directions. We're not going to be able to do anything efficiently. And the sooner we can sit there and say, yeah, it's going to cost me a little bit of money. It's going to cost me a little bit of money to bring on an assistant or a virtual assistant or, you know, somebody who can do my accounting for me or somebody who can do that. The more you can do those little things, the more money it's going to save you in the long run because you can actually go out there and service your clients the way you want to serve them and not be caught in the minutiae of the running of the business and things that probably you're not very good at and other people can do more efficiently. So I always tell people, as soon as you can afford to bring in that virtual assistant, as soon as you can justify having that part-time bookkeeper or whatever, you know what, your life is going to be better because that way people can concentrate on doing on the things they do well and allow you to do the things you do great, which is take care of your customers and be able to move the needle of your business. And with that, I just want to talk to you about, you know, my mastermind that's coming up. In the middle of March, March 15th, I'm going to be starting a brand new mastermind. And it's for small businesses because I'm a small business. Most of the people on this show are small businesses. I get it. I'm going to be doing this over a Zoom chat. So you can log in from anywhere in North America. We're going to have 2 90-minute sessions a month. And we're going to have a, you know, people are going to be able to have a one-on-one with me on a monthly basis. And it, what it's going to allow people to do is to be able to sit there and say, what are the challenges that I'm having in my business? And be able to not only get my knowledge, but get the collective knowledge of somebody sit there and says, you know what? I've been down that rabbit hole. I've been there before. I've done that. Here's how I fix that problem. And it's a collective and it makes a lot of sense. And it's time and money well invested to be able to have a cadre of people, and this is a small group of no more than 10 people, that is going to be able to sit there and be a board of directors for you and sit there and say, you know what? I've had that problem too, and this is how I fixed it. And these are some challenges that I'm having. Does anybody else have any ideas of how to fix that? And I've been in business for 25 years on my own. I haven't had a paycheck in 25 years. I get the issues that every small business and every medium-sized business owner has and the challenges of how to communicate, how to market, how to be able to differentiate yourself. And I want to have you guys part of it. So go on to the yourlivingbrand.live show and look for the mastermind, and you know it'll connect with you. Connect with me. Let's sit down and find out if you're a great fit for this thing because I'd love to have you on. I want to say thank you to everybody. I want to say thank you for being on the show. I want to thank you for your questions. I want to thank Rebel for doing such an amazing job making me sound so good. I want to thank Riz for being on the show. You know, everybody, come back next week. We'll see you at 10 o'clock next Wednesday morning on the West Coast on the YourLivingBrand.live show. Thanks for being part of the show, and we'll see you next week.
This has been the YourLivingBrand.live show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. My name is Ben Baker, and my company is Your Brand Marketing. We help you to stop being a commodity and instead be a brand worth loving. If you want to communicate more effectively and build influence through trust, contact us at yourbrandmarketing.com. That's www.yourbrandmarketing.com. But every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, this is the YourLivingBrand.live show. Tune in next week on K4HD Radio when we ask another guest, what's your story? Hey, hey, hey.